Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, afternoon, wherever, whenever you're listening. This is Ghost Stories, the podcast. Tyler here. I hope you're all doing okay. It's been scorching hot here in the UK when I'm recording on Sunday the 9th. And the first thing I'll say is you might hear during this episode the odd child crying faintly in the background. Who knows? I've not proofed it yet. If you do, I apologize. That is my daughter. She's, 2 months old and hard to keep quiet. But it's been, like I said, a hot one. Spent the time playing with the children in the pool, which means I am actually putting this episode fairly late, much later than usual. But I'm sure you all understand. I'm sure my youth kids are in similar situations. But let's get down to business. First off, I couldn't go forward without mentioning our latest patron, and that is Ryan Moreland. So Ryan, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. Thank you so much for subscribing to the Patreon, and that's at a ghost level. So I guess you're a spooky ghost now. Congratulations. Get out and start scaring people and send us the stories of what happens when you do. So thank you so much, Ryan, for supporting the podcast. And for those of you that want to help support the podcast, just search for Ghost Stories the Podcast on Patreon. Obviously, for as little as $1 a month, you can have the benefit of getting a hold of these episodes a few days early. And we're also planning I don't want to give away too much yet, but a content series that's going to be exclusively on Patreon. I'm really excited about that. I can't wait till I can tell you more, but yeah, it's still in the early phases. So thank you again, Ryan. Secondly, before we get down to the episode, you might see a few new posts or different tone of posts coming on our Facebook, and check out our Instagram and Twitter as well, because my brother's helping me out with those. His screen name's Naboo, so if you see him posting, say hi. Yeah, drop a like, say hi. I'll still be posting the odd thing, but he's helping out. So he's learning the ropes. It's early days, but hopefully as he gets settled in, we'll start to have a much more content coming out on all those channels. And I know there is demand for Instagram and Twitter, so that's very exciting. But finally, this week we have a listener story for you, sent in by Arthur. It's a really intriguing one, and one I record this time, so you, some of you may be disappointed here. My wife didn't record this one. She's done the last two. But this one I really wanted to read, because it's a story sent in by Arthur about his experiences, or one experience in particular with a ghost. I won't give away too much more than that, but it's a fantastic story, so make sure to stick around and listen to it. So, thanks again, Arthur, for sending this in. It is Eye for Ghosts. Ever since a young age, I've always had an eye for ghosts. They like to reach out to me, but the problem is, they don't always like to let go. It was my second year of university. My partner and I, plus several friends, moved out of halls and into private digs. We were all eager to get free and to live out for the first time. I was even more excited by our new home. I'm a sucker for an old building, and this one was an absolute beaut. It was at least a century old. It was an enormous townhouse spread over 4 floors, chock full of iron fireplaces, curving stairs, and tall arched windows. The place like something crafted by Edgar Allan Poe. It sat high up on the hillside, stunning views of the Swansea Bay. Every morning, the sunlight poured in. I could see the waves glittering along the edge of the beach, a couple miles away. It was absolutely breathtaking. Well, my partner and I, we took the attic room right up in the eaves of the building. It was an easy choice, really. The attic had the best views by far. Except that's where it all happened. The incidents were small at first, odd noises, a flash in the corner of the eye. I thought nothing of them. It was an old house, and old houses are full of strange noises and sights, aren't they? Well, over time, I couldn't shake the feeling I was being watched. Things picked up pace within a few weeks. My girlfriend and I would go to bed, curtains down, and wake up to find them drawn wide open, sunlight streaming down into my face. I would turn the heater off only for it to turn back on a few minutes later, leaving the room feeling like a furnace. The dresser drawers were what finally clinched it for us. They were heavy, difficult to move, and squeaked like nails on a chalkboard when you opened them. Yet, every time I left the room, even for a minute, I would return and they were fully open. The floor was even, so that couldn't be it, and nobody else was in there. The drawers were never open by themselves, and certainly not whilst I was in the room. This was something else. So I decided to set a trap. I closed the drawers and I wedged pieces of cardboard in the spaces so they were shut as tight as they could be. Then I left the room. I waited outside. No sound came from within the room, and after a few seconds, I opened the door again. To my dismay, the drawers were fully open. The cardboard was scattered on the floor, and that's when I saw her. The girl seemed harmless. She must have been 7 or 8, raven-haired and barefoot. She wore only a simple white dress and a bow in her straight hair. She was also clearly long dead. I've seen plenty of ghosts. I know what that pallid, translucent look well enough. Something in her eyes struck me. I knew how lonely she must have been. I wondered how long it had been since anyone had been here that could actually see her. My partner couldn't. Neither could our friends. Like I said, though, I've always had an eye for ghosts. I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel threatened at all. I spoke to her, assured her there was nothing to fear. The girl never said a word. She just smiled. Looking back, I realized how ominous and how strange and unsettling her silent grin was. At the time, I just felt sorry for her, so I tried to be friendly. I used to play with her, trying to get any information out I could. I brought in toys for her to move around, allowed her to play more tricks, acting astonished when I discovered them. It must have been years since somebody had seen her. She never left the attic room. Over time, her loneliness abated, and she seemed happy. My partner, though, was worried about how much time I was spending alone in there. She may have slept downstairs for a few nights, and the girl stared daggers at us. She trembled, biting into her lip. Her eyes never left me as I walked out of the room. Then the day came, and the lease was up, and it was time for us to leave. There was no choice. The house was only rented for a year, as most of us were language students and due to travel abroad in our third. The girl knew something was up, and she watched me and my partner pack our things with a face like thunder. I tried to give her a smile, but she just scowled back at me. I offered a toy and she ignored it. I'm sure I saw a flicker of fire in her eyes when she did. We dragged the first load of luggage down to our car, and my partner stayed to chat with a friend whilst I went up for the second. The door opened and I froze. The room was a wreck. The suitcases were open, the containers strewn across the floor. Clothes were torn to shreds. The toys were smashed into pieces. Even the TV. The TV screen was cracked. One long diagonal slash splitting across the middle. And I saw the girl again. She was totally different. Her skin was melted, her hair fused, open, pus-filled wounds. She smelt like burnt meat. Her eyes were glassy and white. When she bore her teeth, she coughed ashes into the carpet. She snatched at me, grasping my calf. I made it out of the door just as it slammed shut. I kept away. My friends collected what was left of our stuff and I stayed in the kitchen, gulping down my hot tea to calm my nerves. Eventually, we were ready to go. I've never been happier to leave a place. I sat in the back of my car and started to drift off to sleep. I remember that fiery glare in the upstairs window as my eyes closed and she watched me leave. I was very grateful for my lucky escape. I can only hope she never snares anybody else. Like I said, I've got an eye for ghosts and they like to reach out for me. The problem is, they don't always like to let go. I told you that was a fantastic story, and Arthur, thank you so much for sending it in. I know you sent it some time ago, so it's a pleasure to finally pull it together and put it out there. But you know the drill. Get over to either Patreon or Facebook. If that'll be Facebook, I think where the polls will be. I find it hard to keep track nowadays. And vote for if you think Eye for Ghosts was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. I know what I think, but I'm going to do the right thing and vote in the poll. Maybe inflate those numbers a little. But don't just follow what I vote, because I don't always know the truth of the matter. And maybe Arthur will get in touch with me, shoot me an email, and let me know what the story is for when we eventually do a reveal episode. But I hope you enjoy it, and thank you so much for sending it in. So yeah, so that's all for this week. Make sure, if you enjoy the podcast, to click that subscribe button if you've not, and if you have, drop us a review, because that helps bring those listeners in. We had an amazing month in July, so thank you all so much for tuning in. That was we're constantly growing. It absolutely wows me, everyone who's tuning in and listening, but it keeps us going. You know, you even had a few messages of support recently, and you know who you are if you sent those, so thank you so much. If you do want to get our next episode a bit early, feel free to go drop a buck on Patreon, like I mentioned earlier. Ghost Stories the podcast are there. Otherwise, continue to listen, you know, on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or whatever they call it nowadays. I should really know this. You know, you're just listening to support enough, so thank you so much. And like I said earlier, now my brother's running our social, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as we wrap things up. We're also looking into Discord, so drop us a message if you're interested there. I'm thinking about maybe doing some live bits for you all. So yeah, really expanding in the coming weeks and months. So I've yammered on a bit, so I'm gonna let you all go. Enjoy the heat if it sticks around. I'm not built for the heat, so I'm hoping for a bit of rain soon. But otherwise, keep taking care of yourselves. And don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?